Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, and certainly we lift up a lot of people in prayer, especially in our day and time. We need prayer. Amen. That's talking to God, by the way, and we need to spend more time talking to God. And I am grateful that I just started the series on welcoming the Holy Spirit. So hope and pray you get a chance and log on to the online service and click on the message for this upcoming week. And thank you, Phil, for putting all this together. But this is a weekend, and I understand some people are having off Monday, too. Declaration of Independence Day, July the 4th. And most people are having off Monday, too, and that's grateful. But if you're not having off Monday, do take time on Tuesday to celebrate the birth of our country. It is Independence Day weekend, and we hope that all of you are enjoying this season, which is packed together with all kinds of meaning, fireworks, good food, friends, family, and more importantly, love. You probably heard the words independence and freedom leading up to our nation's birthday. But if you're like me, you might wonder whether the way we use these words today would be the way that our founding fathers intended them to be used. Even the basic reading of the Declaration of Independence, and if you have never read it, I hope and pray that you do, it links independence and freedom and duty and obligation and sacred honor. There's phrases in there of the nature and nature's God and self-evident truths, and they indicate that the men were driven by a sense of responsibility to God to follow their calling and put together this thing that we call the Declaration of Independence for freedom's sake. Self-expression was measured, and it was carefully principled and mutual covenant between these and the 13 colonies they represented. You know, we have a great history with the United Kingdom, or the English, as we talk about, but it came a time whenever these colonies over here had to declare their independence. You know, we didn't have television and internet and all that, and the communications back and forth was, well, it was by ship and by carrier, and you know, they just sort of got so frustrated with the things that the king was doing and not doing, and we're grateful that they decided to declare their independence, and it came with a commitment to the common good of the people in the colonies, and we're grateful for that. We think of our freedom and what it means, and I hope and pray that we can all recognize how independence necessitates dependence too. I had published a paper some time ago, is dependence on God. Independence or our freedom and dependence upon God. Because without dependence on God, no level of independence is possible, and perhaps this truth is why the Lord accompanied the Israelites every step of the way on their freedom as they marched out of Egypt and into their independent-minded wanderings in the wilderness. So if nothing else, God's visible cloud or the pillar of cloud or the fire and the tabernacle reminded the people of their independence, and was fully dependent on God. And the Holy Spirit was with them. So hope and pray that you do have a good time together with family and friends, and celebrate the freedom that we have, and celebrate our Heavenly Father and the grace and the love of the Holy Spirit. And thank you for sending Jesus into this world to show us the way, if you would. And we also pray that we will take care of all the blessings that were God-given and blood-bought freedoms that are founding fathers did, and all the people who served in the military, and those who already had went home to be with the Lord, and those currently serving. And we thank God for them. It is because of the blessed hope that we have in Christ, and people that value freedom more than anything, and we are grateful for this country, for the Declaration of Independence, and then later on, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We are a blessed people here in the United States of America. We are an exceptional nation, and not that we are better than anybody else, but we're exceptional in this way, that every citizen have individual freedom. And we are able to celebrate that freedom in so many ways, and then elect people to represent us. And it's just an amazing thing, this experiment called the United States of America. Well, I digress. We are really blessed to let you know that Judy's stem cell recovery was well. We're back from Gainesville now, but she goes back on the 17th for the transplant part for another 3 weeks in the hospital. But we're grateful and thank you for your love and your prayers and the support that this little church here at Bethel has given to us, both prayerful and financially, and it's just an honor to serve you here at Bethel United Methodist Church. So with that, we do have a lot of people that's on our prayer list that we want to lift up. Always we come and pray a prayer of intercession, and we thank God that we're able to do that. But as we're doing this little series on the Holy Spirit, just know that you can talk to God directly. What a joy, because when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross, the veil in that temple, or the Holy of Holies, would rent in two, signifying that we had direct access to God. And you don't have to have a lot of magic words or anything. You just say, "Hey, Daddy, I want to talk to you." And isn't that cool when you think about it? So we want to lift up the prayers that was mentioned aloud and some that was not mentioned, because we know we can bring them all into the throne of grace at the same time. But I hope and pray this little series on the Holy Spirit will help you to develop that personal relationship with the Holy Spirit and know that you have direct access to the Holy of Holies because of what Jesus has done for us. God the Father, God the Son, you don't get him in pieces, you get him all at one time. But you can go on, when you're on the website, you can click on the bulletin and different things where the prayer requests are, and you can look for yourself of the people that we know about. But there's always people that we don't know about, but God knows, and we bring them to the throne of grace also today. And we thank God that when Jesus came to this earth, that God gave him the ability to communicate with his disciples. And when he did that, you know, they walked everywhere they went. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I can just, you need to use a little bit of imagination whenever you're reading the scriptures, and to think, well, you know what they did at the end of the day? They probably built a little fire, probably cooked some fish, and had a time of fellowship, and that was cool. But then Jesus did something they didn't understand at the time. He would go off by himself. And they said, "Lord, why do you go off by yourself?" Well, guys, you know, I am God in the flesh. You know that. So I experience everything that you experience. So we got to eat. We got to have fellowship. But I also got to talk to the Father. "Oh, can we talk to the Father?" He says, "Yeah, I want to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught by saying, 'Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation," hear this, church, "but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." And thank you for tuning into the online service. It's an honor for Phil and I to bring you these messages. I pray that you are blessed.